Hello, you're listening to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. I'm Laura Evans and this is the Brighton Business Show. Broadcasting monthly, you can hear from local entrepreneurs, find out about schemes you could be taking advantage of, hear about events you might want to attend and pick up tips from business experts. On today's show, we've got two businesses taking on the elevator pitch. Sam Harrington Lowe has news of a new publication with a difference being launched by Title Media, that's Silver. Alice Reeves talks about her new series of BelongCon events, and we hear Vanessa Barrett talk about creativity from the last event. Plus, reports, Wes Game talks about the Let's Do Business conference, visit it for free or maybe even exhibit. And Emily Jones gives us a chamber update on upcoming events. First off, the Brighton Business News. Fashion Revolution Week comes to Brighton. In the last week of April, Revival Collection team up with Brighton Girl Magazine to bring you eight events from the 24th of April, including film screening, talks, exhibition, meetups, parties and a clothes swap. Check out brightongirlmag.com/brighton-fashion-revolution-week. Congratulations, EcoGym, for becoming one of Theo Pathis's Small Business Sunday weekly winners. They were on the show the other month doing the elevator pitch, so check them out, a green gym in Brighton. And check out the Brighton Housing Trust. They are holding an Around the World Cycle Challenge. They're going to be doing over 40,000 kilometres in 12 hours. Take part. You don't have to do that much, obviously. You can do a little bit of it. And they're raising money for the charity. It's at Preston Park Velodrome on Sunday, the 25th of June. And I know that some businesses are doing it and they're challenging other businesses. So if you fancy a bit of that, a bit of competition, check out bht.org.uk for more details. Right, super short news section, but I think I've actually been talking to everyone about their news and got a few reports to play for you this month. So let's start off. We'll hear from Wes Game, who is talking about the Let's Do Business conference.
Hi, I'm Wes Game from Let's Do Business, and I organise the Brighton Business Expo at the racecourse on the 11th of May. It's about bringing businesses together, so about 100 businesses, to network, to build contacts, to meet new people, build relationships, and ultimately to get new business from each other. Overall, we have about 800 people during the day. Half of those will be visitors, half will be exhibitors. So, yeah, 800 people in one place in one day is a lot of people. They can visit for free, they can register online at letsdobusiness.org, or they can look at our floor plan and actually exhibit there. We do very small stands to quite large stands, so to suit every budget. We encourage exhibitors to make it fun, interactive, maybe a game, just something that is maybe different to their business, so it attracts people and makes people stop. Well, we've got a guest speaker, Rob Law, who created the Trunky brand, which is the kids' suitcases that you see at airports. He's our guest speaker. We had Levi Roots last year, so we basically get them to tell their story. And also we have Google doing some workshops and mini seminars, and we've got a wine taste this year as well. So there's something for everyone. We're doing seminars on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So there are only 20-minute sessions on each of those three, but it just helps you to really get into it a little bit more. So come along. It's free to visit. The more people, the better. Do you want to learn something would be the question. Do you want to move your business forward? Do you want to grow? If you do, then come along. So at the racecourse on the 11th of May, it's 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock. Let'sdobusiness.org.
Thank you there to Wes Game for telling us about the Let's Do Business exhibition. So do go and check it out. It's good fun and there's loads of people there as well. So whether you're exhibiting or just going for a free entry, you know, nosy around, look at what the businesses are doing in Brighton, have a chat with them face to face. Emily Jones of the Brighton and Hove Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, I'm Emily from Brighton Chamber. We're a membership organisation based in Brighton that exists to connect local businesses. We do lots of training and networking events, and here's what we've got coming up in May. Our training sessions are called Bite Size Learning. They're 2-hour sessions. On the 3rd of May, save time by becoming an effective delegator. On the 11th of May, an introduction to SEO. On the 17th of May, how to gain valuable client insights. And on the 24th of May, social media recruitment. Our networking events this month are the Brighton Fringe Pop-Up Breakfast at the Spiegel Tent. That's on the 10th of May. And we've also got our flagship event at Carluccio's. And this month, our speaker is Carl Jones, the owner of Machimo. If you're new to the Chamber and you'd like to find out more about what we do, you can come to our new member welcome on the 9th of May and join us at Heart Radio, which is where this event will be taking place. Looking further ahead, on the 19th of June, we've got a networking supper and our Chamber AGM at the Harbour Hotel. Stick It On will be doing the music, which will be fantastic. On the 20th of June, we've got Think Productive doing a session for us on making meetings magic. And a date for everybody's diary is the 13th of October, where we'll have our annual Brighton Summit. Our theme this year is Embracing the Unknown. If you'd like to know more about these events or about Brighton Chamber, you can have a look on our website, businessinbrighton.org.uk, or give us a call on 01273 719 097. We hope to see you at some of these events.
97.2 FM. Radio Reverb.
You're listening to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. This is the Brighton Business Show with me, Laura Evans. It's time for the elevator pitch. So could you pitch your business in a minute? Can you tell people what you do, why they should care, why they make them want to find out a bit more, to tell them a bit about you? I've got two businesses joining me today. Let's get cracking. Are you ready? Guest number one? Yeah. Ready, steady, go.
Hi, I'm Stu. I run a company called Creative Bloom. Find us at creativebloomrocks.com or creativebloomuk on Twitter. We run a data marketing agency for green businesses and for businesses thinking about being greener. We like to think we make the bright light shine brighter. It's well known that the US election and Brexit employed clever data marketeers to help them with their campaigns. It's less well known that those same tactics are available to all businesses. Many approach digital marketing by throwing out a net and hoping that something catches. Or as a result, they struggle to get noticed and spend a lot of effort and expense in doing so. But this needn't be the case. We are the clever data brains with specialism in marketing for green businesses. We help them get noticed using smart big data approach. People want to work with us because they trust us. We make things simple. We inject energy and enthusiasm into their business. We help by making sure their marketing efforts are highly targeted and very effective. The University of Brighton and the Guardian's Green Arms have chosen us as their strategic marketing partner. We give businesses want to be greener all the insights they need to make those decisions. We're active locally. We team up with Surface Against Sewage to organise local beach cleans. So if you're an eco business or a business want to be greener, then you're the kind of business we help. It'd be great to explore how we can support your growth and make your business bloom.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
bit over 60 seconds.
I'll let you off.
Okay.
It's okay. We'll have a chat in a minute, but we'll get on with guest number two. Are you ready?
Yes, hello.
Right. Ready, set, go.
Hello there. I'm Neil from Pine and Oak Shop. I'm actually on the Ditchling Road side of the open market next to the Druids Pub. As the name suggests, we are pineandoakshop.co.uk and we sell pine and oak furniture, but also we sell other types of different types of furniture, walnut and a few other interesting items reclaimed. Now, our business, we don't sell the cheap flat pack kind of furniture like you might find in Argos, IKEA, them sort of places. Our stuff is actually built to last, and of course it does cost a little bit more, but you know, the sort of stuff you buy from us will last forever. You're not going to get anything like the drawers falling through, or and the good news is as well, you don't have to put anything together, it's already assembled. We opened up in July last year, and it's going quite well, and we're just trying to spread the word about us. You can also find us on our website, it's www.pineandoakshop.co.uk.
Very, very nicely timed there. Good timing, Neil.
Thank you.
How's that?
Good.
You've come in at super late notice.
Yep.
So you've done it amazing. Well done. So I know you haven't kind of sat there and rehearsed and rehearsed. And
no, not at all.
Big challenge. So
first time for me.
So, come into the mics a little bit. Stu, you've been doing a big beach clean.
Yes, that's correct. We team up with Surfers Against Sewage and we organise beach cleans around the city. One of the big problems in the city is waste in the marine environment. It's toxic marine environment. Plastic doesn't degrade, and the best way to get it off is to organise a beach clean. And it just galvanises the local community. People of all walks of life like come and join us. We've just done one in spring. We've got one coming up in July as a paddle around the pier festival too.
Cool. It's nice that you're, you know, practicing what you preach.
Yeah, we do. It's our core values. So, you know, we walk our talk.
Yeah. And Neil, when you were describing the terrible furniture, you basically described all the furniture not by choice, really.
I think everybody's had that sort of furniture at some point in their life. So, you know, it does its job for a while, and then it's always time to move on and, you know, get something a bit better. So, although our stuff is better quality, and the prices are not too bad actually compared to, you know, you can still go to some of the big superstores and find furniture high prices but bad quality. But ours are pretty reasonable prices but really good quality. So
because moving on from the kind of the shared house furniture to something a bit nicer, and it's nice that you're a proper family run business as well.
That's right. Yeah, I got into the business through my uncle. He used to be involved in antiques in London auctions, and now he's a furniture wholesaler and he's one of my suppliers. So we do keep it in the family. Quite a few of us in our family are into furniture. So
But you're still quite new.
Yeah, we opened the shop up on the Ditchlin roadside. It was last July. So it was a very difficult time to open, though, because it was around about the Brexit time. And, you know, everybody was too scared to spend any money. But as time's gone by, people have started to find us now. And we get a lot of customers come over from the Hanover area. They're good customers of ours. We're slowly getting noticed in the city. So all good.
Good. I hope this helps. Helps a bit.
Gets that's
people
it.
People know you're there and they can come and visit and have a look.
That's it, yeah. So please do pop down to the shop, have a little look around. It's only a small shop, but, you know, we do sell a lot of stuff and there's more to see online. So, we try and have at least one piece of furniture from each range just so you can have a look at the quality. And of course, we deliver as well. We do free delivery in Brighton, but we also deliver nationwide. So, if you're visiting Brighton and you pop in and you see something you like, we can deliver it to you through our delivery agent. Most recently, we've just sent some items to the Isle of Man, so we do go quite far.
Cool. And Stu, tell me about some of the exciting stuff you've been working on lately.
Okay, we're working with The Guardian's Green Arm, the amazing publication called My Green Pods, I guess a lifestyle magazine, just helping people have greener lifestyle choices. Mm. So we've been helping them get their message out there, getting it in front of people, and, you know, just getting them the exposure that something like that deserves.
Yeah, and have you guys been around for long? Or
yes, we've been around for 2 years. Bloom was born. I got sick of working for corporate companies and went travelling with a surfboard and came back and decided to help small businesses. And my business partner Jimmy, co-founder, he was 15 years environmental consultant, so, you know, he really knows how eco works, how the product life cycle works, how the waste regulations work, and, you know, can hook any business up with really talented designers to help make their product, you know, more sustainable.
I suppose when you're in the corporate world, you don't, and you're working for someone else, you don't really have the choice who you're working for.
At least now
you've got, feel the power.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this is a good city to do it. There's, you know, amazing businesses with great heart, and, you know, we just help them get their message out.
Brilliant. Did you go to Brighton SEO?
I did, yes.
Oh, yeah. So what was your highlight?
I'm quite a tech geek, so some of the some of the paid social things we can do now, and it just keeps changing. But again, we just use those tools for the good guys, you know.
Yeah.
Other more unscrupulous people are using it for other reasons, but, you know, we help small businesses access that power. Yeah.
It's really interesting when you're talking about that with the elections.
Yeah.
So that is interesting.
Like, yeah. Very... Yeah. So it's, you know, they're using things that are freely available out there, and it's just a case of knowing who your audience are and what sort of messages they might react to. We talk about 50 shades of green as a concept, you know, someone who's got a deeper green personality, and you know, they'll respond to, you know, the eco things. But someone on a lighter green, you know, you might be going on, you know, a different angle, and we just help businesses sort of navigate through that and, you know, get more bang for the buck for the efforts, because it's confusing. There's lots out there.
Brilliant. Cool. That wasn't too bad, was it?
It's okay, yeah.
I really appreciate you coming in and doing it, and especially coming in such last minute,
yeah, brilliant.
Neil.
No
thank
problem.
You.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Thanks to you as well.
Thank you very much.
Just before we go as well, just tell me your website. So
creativebloomrocks.com.
And yours?
Ours is www.pineandoakshop.co.uk.
And you're on Ditchling Road, so if anyone's at the level, pop across the road.
That's it, we're right opposite the park.
Yeah. And we're just up the road at Preston Road as well, so we're a local Brighton agency.
Nice, excellent. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Help support us by making a donation. We're a non-profit organisation run entirely by volunteers. Yeah. No matter how big or small the amount, your help is essential to keep us on air and independent. Donate now. Click the yellow donate button at radioreverb.com.
You're listening to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. I'm Laura Evans, and this is the Brighton Business Show. I'm joined in the studio now by Sam Harrington-Lowe of Title Media. Got some news. Hi, Sam.
Hello there. Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
So exciting things are afoot.
Yeah, do you know, I love coming in to see you, because every time I come in, we've got something new to do. And so this week, failing any kind of glitches, which I'm not even going to consider might happen, but we're going live with Silver Magazine, which is our latest project. Really exciting.
A big launch as well. Like, so it's going to be online and a publication as well.
Yes. So the idea is that we'll do a print publication probably quarterly, unless there's a massive demand for it, in which case we'll crank it up a bit, but we'll test the water with that to start with. And the first one is out in autumn of this year. So we're beavering away preparing the content for that. But there will be also a website, and we're sort of talking to our audience directly through that initially. God, that sounds really marketing-y, doesn't it? I'm sorry. Actually, it will be just really cool. We're going to put up some articles, find out what people really like, what they're interested in, and that will be really help to inform the content. So we know that when people pick up the magazine, they'll go, this is awesome.
Yeah. And what's the angle with it? Because you're going for something a bit different, aren't you?
Yeah. I think what we've really identified since Title Sussex launched so long ago now, actually, we've been through various different incarnations with that. And we kind of do an occasional print issue with that now. But actually, we found that the website works really well, and the market is really saturated for lifestyle publications. Not just in this area, but everywhere, actually. And, you know, I think there's a limited appeal for the reader. You pick up the same information in all of them. So the website for that has worked really well. And actually what we've identified is that that people are living longer and are younger for longer. And actually there aren't really any publications that address that directly. There is, of course, Saga, which is the market leader, and actually isn't a bad magazine. I've been reading it recently for a bit of research, you know. But it's got that kind of stigma. So what we're looking at is something that's a bit anti-saga. It's called Silver, so it's kind of classy, but it's got a touch of punk, and I think that's quite cool. So
you're saying, because we're having a chat before we came on air about how, you know, this is a generation that have lived through exciting times. They are unshockable. Maybe they want something a bit more exciting to read. And
yeah, I think there's a temptation to imagine that people who are sort of in their 50s and 60s might be baking cakes or joining the WI. And though, of course, that stuff does happen. But actually, there are people launching businesses, throwing themselves off bridges, you know, in bungee jumps, travelling the world, all sorts of stuff. And like you said, you know, they've grown up. Their wild years were through the sort of 60s and 70s. Actually, they've seen an enormous amount of social change and been through exciting times, probably taken acid, you know, maybe might be punks, whatever. these are people who probably still feel like that inside. They might wear cardigans, but actually they're inside, they're still punks.
There's not really that kind of exciting offering for them at the moment. I think you've very savvily found a gap in the market there, haven't you? And what you're offering as well as kind of a magazine is it's got these other elements to it in regards to like travel.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think travel's a really big one. Once you get a bit older, one would hope perhaps maybe your kids have left home, you've got a bit more time on your hands. You might still have a business or work, but you have more time. There's no doubt about it. And travel, I guess, is top of the list for most people. Eating out's a really big one as well. They really indulge in food. It's almost like it's that hedonistic thing. So we don't take drugs anymore. We eat really well and we buy amazing food. But I'm not suggesting that all of our 50-plus market are all drug users. But, you know, they've been through that kind of those wild times. So I suspect, you know, there's a few wild pasts out there. And also I was thinking, you know, I'm in my 40s now and looking ahead, I can't imagine feeling much older in 10 years' time.
Yeah.
I don't want to be reading about, you know, where to buy a nice twin set and pearls and I think there's lots of other people who feel the same. So
yeah,
we'll see.
So there'll be like offers in regard to the travel and...
Yeah, so part of what we're doing is we've got the Silver Travel Club, which is kind of already set up already. And so membership to that will mean that every week there's changing offers, you know, depending on what our operators, our partners can do. So it'll be stuff like, you know, half price weekend at a nice 5-star hotel in Barcelona, or, you know, money off a spa trip or whatever, that kind of thing. So they'll come and go, and that'd be a really nice thing to have as a bonus if you're part of the gang.
And
yeah, you can make that little heart sign. We do also have silver dating coming as well. Been doing a bit of research into that as well. Lots and lots of people get divorced in their 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
And I wonder whether that's part of that kind of empty nest syndrome. It's actually people have spent years being in families. Suddenly it's just the two of you, like, I don't even know this person anymore. Happens a lot. So that kind of dating thing is really big. So whether you are a cougar or a silver fox or just somebody who's looking for someone to go out for dinner with, I think there's a huge market for that as well. So silver dating is coming too.
Yeah. Mm. And that, because that whole... dating at the best of times is confusing, right? But the whole digital aspect to it now has made it completely different to maybe when a lot of those people first got married.
Yeah, absolutely. Dating. Do you know what's really interesting? I've been working with another client within the same kind of age group, and we kind of assumed that they would read the stuff that we posted on desktops. Maybe they had an old computer at home. Something like 98% of them are using handheld devices, so phones or iPads or whatever. This generation is really digitally engaged.
Yeah.
So we think an online dating platform would be really cool for them.
Yeah.
Saga has one as well, actually. I think that's really popular. Seems very expensive to join. I haven't worked it all out yet, but I've been doing a bit of research. I haven't joined, just in case.
And in terms of the opportunities for business, because you'd mentioned an amazing statistic to me about how much money that generation
has. Oh, my goodness.
So businesses will want to reach these people.
Yeah, I think, first of all, it's really important to understand how many of them there are. So the adult population is counted being as over 18. 43% of the adult population is over 50. That's like almost half the people in the world. So so that's huge. But also, they over 50s have something like 80% of the invested wealth as well. So these guys have got property portfolios or, you know, investment portfolios and stuff. They've got loads of money. So we're working with partners perhaps to... we've got what is called, like, our founding members. I'll maybe come and talk to you another day about that properly. But actually, these are people who can get in at the start, become working partners with Silver, and reach that audience directly. And we've got some really nice packages. That sounds awful, doesn't it? But yeah, special membership structures for those guys. And that tends to, what we found really is tends to be financial services, insurance, travel, partners, that kind of stuff. So that's really, they're all dying to get their hands on this market. It's really important, I think.
Yeah. And if people want to get in touch, they want to find out more, maybe they want to read the magazine or they want to put some adverts in the magazine, what's the best way for them to find out more?
Okay, so fingers crossed, the website will be up and running with a few articles, and there will be some information on that, and that is just very simply silvermagazine.co.uk. But actually, we can be reached for all of our stuff on titlemedia.co.uk. That's also the magazines and yada yada. So,
brilliant. Sounds like a great opportunity.
Thank you.
For people. And Sam, it sounds very exciting. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun doing this, and it sounds like a great opportunity, a national magazine as well, national publication.
It'll be subscriptions, actually. I think that's worth mentioning. We will put some out, and you'll be able to, like, we're doing the food festivals, for example, we'll be able to give away copies, not this year but next year. But actually, we're looking for people to subscribe, and if people get in there early, the first copy is free, just so I can put that out there.
I will make sure there's a link in the copy.
Thank you.
of the show. Sam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Good. It's always great to have you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
Log on to RadioReverb.com.
RadioReverb.com.
Where you can check out our shows and presenters, find out about our events,
and about how you can support us and donate some cash.
I've seen it and I'm convinced.
RadioReverb.com.
RadioReverb.com.
The place to find out more about Brighton's best radio station.
Best radio station.
You're listening to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. This is the Brighton Business Show with me, Laura Evans. I am joined now by Alice Reeves of BelongCon.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to your lovely new-ish studio.
Yeah, in Brighton Open Market, if anyone wants to come and stick their face in the window and have a look in. So not too long ago, I went to your first BelongCon. It was amazing.
What is it
for listeners?
So BelongCon, the original idea was to start a conference in which we invited people to come, people who are out in the world doing really inspiring stuff to cultivate a sense of community and help people feel accepted and like they belonged. So the initial idea was to have a conference where people came along and spoke about the awesome stuff they were doing in order to inspire people. Because I think that with the events, various events in the world over the last year, there, I mean, certainly from my perspective and from people I've been speaking to, there's been a real sense that we were moving forward at such a rapid pace to a more accepting, diverse, inclusive world where we were free to be ourselves. And then all of these various things happened. I don't need to go into the detail. Everyone knows what they are without saying the words. But I've been speaking to a lot of people who are feeling, you know, and conversations I was having were things like, we're going backwards, you know, we're going back to the dark ages, all the progression we've made has been undone. And I kind of thought to myself, like, I'm not okay with people feeling like this. And the moment people start to despair and feel like they're powerless and that there's nothing that they can do and stop talking to each other and start saying, oh, that person doesn't share my point of view, I'm not going to talk to them, or I'm angry at this person for doing this, that's when we become even more disconnected from each other. And all of these echo chambers, they just get worse. And, you know, nothing great ever happened from operating individually or in a silo. It's action, it's coming together, it's having conversations that galvanizes people into movements for positive change. So the idea with the Belong conference was that that's what it would become. And we had some incredible people at the first event speaking about
it was amazing. I was there, like, and it was so opening, it was so welcoming and open and friendly. I don't think I'm picking it up that much.
Okay, that's right then.
It was, because I mean, I was there at your first one. It was so welcoming and friendly and inclusive. And just like it was like you say, very inspirational speakers as well.
Yeah, and the themes that we covered, I mean, we had Martin Rousel from Postcards for Peace, who has founded this amazing charity that is focused on sending messages of love and acceptance around the world. He spoke about his inspiration for that and shared some of the stories from people. We had Claire Green, who has been doing amazing work to combat homelessness. So she volunteers at Crisis over Christmas for the full Christmas period. And she started making up packs of toiletries and essentials. You know, she travelled a lot for work, so she took cosmetics from hotel rooms and packaged them up into little packages and gave them to homeless people, and then built that out in terms of asking her friends to do the same. And, you know, she became inundated with these donations that she was giving out, and, you know, including sanitary products for women. And just amazing the amount of people that she's managed to impact and enroll in what she's doing.
And then the people listening to these speakers as well can go, oh, wow, this one person has made a difference.
Yeah.
By just doing these little things, like maybe just trying to like make other people's lives a little bit better, being the change that you want to see in the world, you know, the positivity. Like you say, it can be a bit
depressing. And I don't, if you sit there and read too much of the media, everything's bad. But it's not like that. There are good people out there doing good things. It's so nice to go to an evening and hear about those inspirational people.
Yeah, completely. And if there's no space for you to hear about those things, then you focus on the negatives. You become more disillusioned because you think, well, there's nothing good going on in the world. So we wanted to be a platform for that. And, you know, what became massively evident was that this is not a conference. Yeah. Like, it did not feel like a conference. The Q&A session at the end lasted, you know, about 45 minutes of people having conversations, of speakers sharing more about different experiences. So kind of going forward, BelongCon is not going to be the Belong Conference. It's going to be the Belong Conversation. And we're going to have these larger events with kind of 50 to 70 people, like the last one, where we have the speakers. But what I really want to do is also expand out into more smaller, informal meetups around a theme. So providing actual spaces for people to belong when they've had a shared experience or they have a shared passion, that they can come and talk to people and get in conversation with people that are going to feed that and that are going to inspire them more and that are going to make them feel a sense of acceptance and belonging that they may not feel at the moment. We're looking as well, I'd love to start a podcast. I absolutely love podcasts, and the ones that inspire me more than any others are the ones which are just people sitting around having a conversation about things they're passionate about, because everything great happens in conversation. Nothing great happens in your own head. You have to get out. You have to share inspiration. You have to get ideas from people and get that input. You know, nothing exists until you put it out there in conversation and tell people what you're up to and tell people what you're doing. So it just feels like a great fit for the movement for belonging that we're trying to create.
I like what you say as well about it being a conversation, maybe with people that you don't agree with necessarily. And you know, there might be people whose views you don't agree with, but they're still a human being. It's still good to try and understand those views and talk to each other about your different views and still kind of appreciate and have love for that person, even if you're very different.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's about finding the things that you have in common rather than all these things that are different and going, well, we have a different opinion, therefore we must hate each other. And that creates a pretty rubbish world, doesn't it?
and I think the prevalence of that on social media is so huge. And, you know, I would love to change that conversation as well and have people sharing and connecting and inspiring people and being honest and, you know, authentic about what they're going through and, you know, where they need help, where they need support, instead of, you know, the anger kind of coming first, because that just doesn't help. And the speakers that we had were all so different and all so diverse. And there were people in the audience that, you know, might never have encountered people like that before. You know, they might never have met a burlesque dancer, you know. They
that was Vanessa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Vanessa Barrett did I really enjoyed her talk about creativity, and I'm going to play that after the interview so people can have a listen to it. That was, you know, I think that kind of consideration of creativity is important to businesses. No, even if you don't have what is considered a creative job or creative role, you know, you could be very creative as a business person. But you're going to continue this then, aren't you? This is going to be
that first event was just the start. I kind of kept referring to it as a bit of a beta test because I didn't really know how it was going to work out, and it worked amazingly. So we are going to have our next event on the 6th of June. That's going to be at the Brighthelm Centre in Brighton from 6 until 9 p.m. And that is part of the Global Sharing Week events programme. So I haven't finalised the speaker lineup yet, but the theme of the event is going to be focused on belonging through sharing, because it's part of Global Sharing Week, which is an initiative run by the people who share. And all of our speakers are going to be talking about cultivating belonging and acceptance through sharing, whether that's sharing their experiences and what they've gone through, whether that's sharing their time, sharing their resources to help others. It's just all about how sharing of ourselves in whatever way, shape or form that is can help people feel like they belong.
So people need to follow you.
Yeah, people need to follow
follow
us.
You to find out who the speakers are going to be. Yes. I'm sure it's going to be a great lineup, and you're an amazing events like manager. Anyone who knew you working at the Chamber,
a lifetime ago, it feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, right? We've all worked in the Chamber at some time, yeah. Right? hello, Chamber ladies, if you're listening.
Hi, Chamber. You're awesome. We love you.
But and I'm really excited about where this is going to go, because anyone listening who doesn't know you, I know Alice, and believe you me, this is going to be amazing. Like, you've got a Midas touch, you know, like...
Thank you.
And people are probably wondering, what's this got to do with business? But businesses can get involved.
Yeah, businesses can absolutely get involved. At the moment, this is a personal project, but we've had a huge amount of interest, and people keep coming forward with new ideas and wanting to take it forward in a new way. We had one of our speakers, Amy Challoner, at our first event is based in Coventry, and she really wants to do an event in Coventry. So we're going to be expanding out of Brighton and across the UK. News of what we're doing has now got to New York. So I have a conversation booked in later on with someone in New York who is interested in seeing how we can take it there as well. So I'm really looking to this to grow. And to do that, we are looking for funding. We're looking for sponsorship. You know, we're looking for anyone that wants to be supporting a community project that's really determined to make a difference to support us. So
yeah,
get in touch if you're interested.
It sounds like they could be getting in at the right time. I'm sure there are businesses out there that would love to be associated with this kind of real inspirational, positive kind of event.
Yeah.
And we all like a podcast, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. Oh, I love a podcast.
I look forward to your podcast too.
Thanks.
Brilliant. I'm going to play Vanessa's talk. And just so if people want to find out more, what's your website, and can they find you on Twitter as well?
Yeah, so our website is belongcon.com. So that's the word belong, con.com. and we are also on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at belongcon. So we're very easy to find, and then just send a message through social media if you're interested, and that will get back to me.
Excellent. Alice, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Bye.
Radio Reverb is Brighton's radio station, entirely run by volunteers and firmly rooted in the city's community.
We are a non-profit organisation. No adverts, no disc jockeys, just real people.
Making radio that Brighton deserves.
Right, let's have a listen to that talk from BelongCon. It's Vanessa Barrett talking about using creativity in your everyday life.
But actually tonight, Vanessa is here to bare her soul. And she's going to share how being part of the burlesque community and the art of performance helps us to discover who we truly are. Thank you. Let's hear it, Vanessa.
Hello. Yeah. Cool. So, lovely introduction there. But we're going to just rewind back. And firstly, just think of the word artist or being a creative. We tend to think of those who dedicate their lives pursuing just matters of the heart. We think of those people who relish ignoring things like practicality and logic. We think of artists as those gifted few that have that courage and that confidence. We think of the world of the creative artist is to be approached with mystery. But I can assure you that is definitely not the case. The joy of art and embracing the creative mind is for everybody. Myself, standing as a fully fledged member of the artistic community for about coming up to 20 years now, and that started from afternoons with my mum dancing to disco while we're cleaning the house, to Saturday afternoons at my sort of local youth theatre, and then this sort of was topped with my BA honours degree at a place called Dartington, which is quite a renowned place for its unique sort of teaching methods and practices. And I was honoured to be surrounded by some of the most ingenious and innovative minds of a particular generation. So culturally, academically and socially, I've had the fortune to be engulfed in all things creative. And at present, from my wonderful introduction, I am an international award-winning cabaret performer of 10 of my 20 artistic years. And and this originally stemmed from my interest in feminist performance art theory. And so despite archaic views towards the use of nudity, I found that cabaret and burlesque as an art form stands as a proud movement, promoting body positive culture and being mentally empowered. And that translates from the performer and within all the audience members. And it's truly inspiring to be part of that community. My work has given me the ability to become a chameleon. I have to adapt in every sort of environment that I'm placed in. So from deeply glamorous, opulent venues to crazy hen party events, to adding a little bit of glitz and glamour in community centres performing for the elderly. So from here, I've seen how my creativity, one person's creativity, can ripple and essentially influence people from different walks of life. So just to kind of rewind, can I just get a hands up, anyone who has children or anyone who has like young kids whirling around them at all? Like, just like little bundles of joy that's around you. Okay, cool. So we're all familiar with that moment that an excitable child comes to you with their energy and they're so eager to show you their latest creation. And you look at them and you kind of look at the sheer absurdity of what they've made you. And then you look at them again and you see how happy they are. And you see how happy they are to share that moment with you. And you become happy. And it's a beautiful relationship from there. And if we're honest with ourselves, you know, we can all remember being that kid, you know, that moment where tapping into that pleasure of release of expressing ourselves is actually our instinctual go-to. But however, as we get older, we become more mature, this sort of open-minded, playful approach to the world gradually gets bred out of us. It becomes ridiculed and repressed, you know? It's like, stop being so childish. Why don't you just grow up? So, and, it, you know, it does make sense, you know? Literacy and numeracy placed in my opinion, the unnatural format of examination are the full focus of our education system. Uniform and conformity is essentially the be-all and end-all of life, you know? Study hard, get good grades, get a good job, get lots of money, get the house. And, you know, if you look back at a generation ago, that was the ideal. It worked. The template of the blue-collar sort of factory worker was a normality for many people. And with this, art and other subjects that promoted free thought and innovation was treated as frivolous or as a luxury. However, if we look now to our generation, we're led by technology and we're led by media. And if you know, the pioneers of these industries are actually the ones that slip through the conformist netting. They're the ones that actually not only thought outside the box, they stood outside the box and recreated the box and created something completely new that just stands out. They're now essentially the ones in charge. The creative mind is now welcomed with open arms and an open mind in our society. Okay, so Michelle Root Bernstein said, just about anything we can do can be addressed in a creative manner. So essentially, you don't have to set limitations on yourself to adopt a more creative lifestyle. So the sort of concept of being too old or not having any money or whatever can be cast aside because essentially, becoming more creative is essentially taking responsibilities for your actions, addressing them, and reflecting them in a conscious way. So an example, simple as picking up a pen, picking up a piece of paper, and doodling, and seeing what imagery comes out. And if you're not in the position to doodle, just do, before you go to bed, and just write down certain things that stood out in the day, certain words, certain images, whatever, just write it. And then you'll see how the ink can translate your mental state and let you express yourself in a completely different way that you never realised. Another example, for those who might need a little bit more help, just go throw yourself into the deep end and watch a full-blown creative in their natural habitat. Go and see a gig, go and see a theatre, go and see the ballet, go see the cabaret, and just sit and allow yourself to observe. And with Brighton Fringe just around the corner, nobody in this room has an excuse. Okay. Just support your local artists, welcome touring companies, enjoy and be inspired by their work that they're wishing to share with you. And if for any reason none of these options are doable, just allow yourself to sit still, let your mind wander, fantasize, daydream, and create a world just for you. As I said before, don't set limitations, because essentially being creative is a constant journey. There's no time limit, so essentially there's no perfect start time. Just by simply increasing the rate of including creative flourishes into your daily life, the more it will actually become your default. We need reminding that we all have the power of free thought and the ability of self-expression, whether, essentially in our society, in our culture, it's actually our right. And it's not dedicated just for an elite few. Being artistic, being creative, isn't just being a prima ballerina. It isn't just paint and clay. It's singing a freestyle, a song about bubbles while you're washing up. It's taking a picture of your dog while he's asleep, because in that moment of time, under the sunlight, he looks like he's made out of gold. You know, we are creatures of habit. And that's okay. It's okay to feel comfortable and have that desire to feel accepted, to gain that sense of belonging. However, we do need to hold tight to the imagination, because that's what actually picks us up when we find ourselves in a rut. I feel in my wonderful profession, being a performer and being an artist, and I am dedicated to my practice. But from there, I feel that everybody should at least embrace being a little bit of bit artistic every day to hold a sense of identity. Because from there, you become more engaged and you become stimulated with the world, because it allows you to become more responsive to your surroundings. When you break out of your habits, it allows you to readdress, it allows you to recalculate and reestablish re-establish your morals and attitudes and beliefs. You become more empathic, since you're actually pushed into the deep end to look with a new perspective. So I really encourage you to just take the moment to stop in our busy days. Just take one moment to stop and take a moment to look out inside yourself and cultivate your personal creativity. And then, from whatever way you see fit, display to the world how truly individual and wonderful you are.
Thank you there to Vanessa Barrett speaking at BelongCon, and a big thank you to Alice Reeves for coming in and having a chat with us about that too. It's the end of the show, so thanks for listening. Thank you to all the guests and contributors today. Bit of news for you, I've decided to make this the last show that I do, so a massive thank you to everyone at Radio Reverb. It's been really fun doing the Brighton Business Show for the last couple of years. Thank you to all of the sponsors, all of the amazing, interesting guests that I've had on. It's been really interesting learning about all the businesses across Brighton. It's just time for me to move on to other things. So I hope people will stay in touch. If you want to follow me on Twitter at Laura of Brighton. I've also got a YouTube channel, so I'll be doing more stuff on there. So my day job is video production. And check that out. I'll probably put a video up doing like a proper thank you to everyone. I really appreciate everyone that's listened over the years and stuff. So thanks very much. And hopefully we will find some way to still stay in touch. Thanks for listening. Bye.